You're so handy. Praise the Lord. Last night we had, the team came in, and we spent some time in prayer, and the Holy Spirit began to minister to us as a group as concerning the expectations of God. You know, we all have expectation. Amen. You know, you can break it down to any area of your life or marriage or family. There is expectation. And we begin to hear by the Spirit last night that God has expectation of us. And you could put a lot in this. You could preach on it all day. But bottom line that I was picking up is that God expects me to receive what he has for me. There hasn't been very many times in my life that I have given something and it was disappointing because the person didn't really want it or didn't want to receive it. But it has happened. I mean, you give a gift to someone and they reluctantly receive it or halfway receive it. You know, there's a disappointment there to the giver. Amen? Well, God would be disappointed if we didn't receive what he has prepared for us. And he has great expectations based on his desire for us. And he expects us to receive all these blessings that he has prepared especially for us. And so I just want us to kind of let that roll around in your heart this morning. Even right now, you don't have to wait. It doesn't have to be just for the missions team going to Mexico. No, right now this morning, God has expectations for you. And his expectations are full of blessing, full of glory, full of honor, full of love, full of everything good about God. He really wants to gift you this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. And so we're going to just let the team come as their spirit prompts them and start feasting on some spiritual manna and cross-pollinate. What happens with cross-pollination? The bees go flower to flower. What happens? The production of what? Fruit and honey. Well, we're going to have some fruit and honey produced this morning as we cross-pollinate with our visiting mission team. You guys go ahead and get started here.
Good morning. It's sure great to be here tonight, this morning, Lord. We just thank you that we're able to be here. And one of the things that God's laid on my heart this morning is that one of his expectations of all of us is to go out into the world and to preach the good news. Yeah. It's for all of us, not certain ones of us, but for all of us. And one of the biggest things that people say is, I can't do that because I don't know the word, right? Well, most of us don't know the word. Every one of us don't know the whole word. Because if they did, we would not be here today. We would not be here today. We are led by the Holy Spirit inside of us, right? God has given us the Holy Spirit inside of us. You know, it also says in the Bible that God will supply all our needs. He will supply all our needs. So when you go out in the world and you minister the word, he's going to give you the word to speak to that people that you need to speak to, whether it be family, a neighbor, or you're sent to another country, wherever it may be, he's going to give you what you need to supply that word to each other. So it's not just for certain people. It's for every one of us in this room. You need to open yourself up and say, God, use me. Use me. He is going to use you. If you're willing to give yourself up, he'll use you in ways that you will never expect. You have to just let yourself go and say, God, use me, and he's going to use you. He wants to use you. He wants to use every one of us. And it's up to you to decide that you want to be used. He's not going to make you do that. It's up to you because God gave us all our own free will to do what we want. So let's use our free will. Let's use what God's given us and rely on him because he's going to give you everything you need. It doesn't say, I'm just going to give you a little bit. He says, I'm going to give you all your needs. Not just part of them, but all of it. Whether it be healing, whatever it may be in your life you need. All you're there is you ask God and he'll give it to you. Give yourself up. Say, use me, Lord. Here I am. Show me what you want me to do. Just be obedient and he'll take care of you. Your life will change. It'll change for the better. You'll have blessings that you'll never expected in your life. Great, amazing blessings. And you're able to pass those blessings on to other people. So just open your heart up to God and let him use you. Okay? Amen. Amen.
Good morning. I'm used to having Reuben standing next to me. mine is pretty much along the same lines as Dale. In our prayer before church this morning, Barbara said that the waters are starting to ripple and there's a swell in the water. And in my life, I like things calm. We owned a business and we retired a year and a half ago. Yay! And it's been a lot calmer. And I like it that way. I like it calm. You don't like to be in rough waters and things are to going up and down. But what she was talking about was the waters are rippling for God. And he's coming and he's pushing us and he's pushing us and he's telling us to go to Mexico. And we could stay home. We talked about staying home because it's easier. But you got to do what God tells you. Yeah. And he will tell you what to say. I don't stand up in front of people and talk. And I don't quote the Bible very well, but I know Jesus and I love him so much. And he loves me back. Yeah. And if he tells me to do something, he'll tell me what to say. He'll tell me where to go, what to do, who to talk to. And this team that I'm going in with, they're just amazing people. I'm so proud to be going in with them. And when I left home, I was telling the grandkids goodbye. And they said, Grandma, you go to Mexico and you be a mission team and we'll stay here and be missionaries. And they're only 5, 8, and 10. So if they can do it, I can do it. So God bless you all and thank you for having us here.
Hi, I'm Mitch, married to Glenda. We both weren't going to come here, but we listened to God. It's not about me. It's about you guys. God has an undeniable love for us, and he wants us to have the same. He wants us to go out in the world. He wants us to love our enemies. Pray for them. Because when we pray for them, they're going to turn, and they're going to be in love with God, and they're going to be our brothers and sisters. And that's what that wave is. We're going to get more people, and it's going to get bigger and bigger, and that's what the Lord wants for us. So let's pray for our enemies, and if something bad's coming at you, you just go after it. You take it. That's all I have.
Good morning. I just wanted to share this morning a little bit some things that tend to hold us back, okay? And a lot of it's just stuff that, from personal experience. But one of the things that tend to hold us back is we don't have a good revelation of who we really are. You know, we really don't know who we are in Christ. We see ourselves like we see ourselves in the mirror. Yeah. Fat, thin, you know, we don't quite fit in with the world. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. You know, you're a child of Almighty God. Yeah. You're a child of Almighty God. And those thoughts that come to your head that say, you're not worthy, you know, you screwed up. You and your wife aren't getting along too well today. You guys got problems in your family. You know, you weren't a very good worker. That's not what God sees. You know, I have little kids, little grandkids, and I have older sons now. But you know, the whole entire time my kids were growing up, they made mistakes. Never once did I look at them and say, I hate you. You messed up. You sinned. I don't love you anymore. But you know what? If you start acting right, I'll love you. If you have everything perfect, I'm going to love you. Even when they got angry at me, okay, and weren't happy that I was sort of, I had certain guidelines for them. They didn't like the answer to what I said they could do or couldn't do, right? Even then, when they were angry, I didn't say I don't love them. I love my kids. I run towards them. They can disown me, but that's not going to matter to me because I love them. I love my kids. So what if they mess up? So what if they don't got it all together? I don't care. I love my sons. I love my little grandbabies. They're not going to have it all together. They're not going to be perfect. If that were the case, Jesus would have never had to go to the cross. He didn't never had to die for anyone's sins. He took our sins and all of our screw-ups by faith. But too many times we hold ourselves back. We hold ourselves back because we don't think we're righteous. But every time God looks at us, he says, you know what? You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know you're the head, not the tail? You're above and not beneath. Do you know I love you unconditionally? Do you know when you screw up, God says, I love you. I love you. And you could do something that in your own eyes and maybe other people's eyes is horrific. But if you turn to God and you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I missed it. He didn't say, well, you know what? Now that you did that, you were up here. But now because you screwed up so bad, and I'm going to forgive you, but let me start you back down here again. You'll work yourself back up. No, he says, you know what? I love you. I love you. I forgive you. Come here. Come here. Let me bring you back to where you were, and I'm going to take you higher. I'm going to take you higher than where you've been. That little screw-up didn't trip me up at all, the Lord says. Didn't trip me up at all. I still got great plans for you. You're going to do great things for the Lord. You're going to do great things for the Lord. Because he loves you. He loves you. You know, when Alan was talking this morning about, you know, putting ourselves in remembrance of all that the policy, that insurance policy paid for. He did pay for a policy for us. He redeemed us from the curse. He redeemed us from the curse. And there is nothing we ever did to deserve it. And there is nothing we'll ever be able to do to earn it. It's a free gift. And all he's saying to you is, you begin to see yourself the way I see you. You begin to see yourself the way I see you. I see you as strong. I don't see you weak. I see you as righteous. I see you as rich. I see you healed. I see you prosperous. I see your families flourishing. I see you as a bright light, going amongst the darkness and people coming to you because they have needs. Don't be tripped up by the enemy throwing thoughts in your head and telling you how unworthy you are. You know what? None of us are worthy. Jesus made me worthy. Jesus made me worthy. He's the reason I'm righteous. So I just, you know, it's so funny too because the enemy hasn't come up with a new tactic. And we all know it. And somehow, we always tend to fall for it anyways. You know, he'll put that thought in your head. You know, you're not a very good wife. You're not a very good wife. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You know, you weren't a very good mother. That's why your kids are the way they are, you know. Isn't that what he says to you? You know? And you know it. And the Lord don't see like, you're a good mama, he says. I love you. You're a good mama. You're a hard worker. We need to begin to see ourselves the way the Lord sees us. And then you say, oh, that sounds sort of tough. It really isn't. It really isn't. You know, it says in the Word that we renew our minds how? By the Word of God. You want to start seeing yourself the way God sees you? You start getting into that book. You start getting into that Bible. You start grabbing what the Lord has purchased and bought for you. You start tapping into that insurance policy, that unlimited insurance policy. And you begin to see yourself the way God sees you. And do not let the enemy talk you out of it. You know, there's certain things, like someone couldn't talk me out of not loving my kids. They're not going to talk to me or convince me to quit loving my kids. No one's going to talk me out of that. We all have stuff in our lives that we can't be talked out of. And that's the way we need to be, with seeing ourselves the way the Lord sees us. We're not going to be talked out of it. We're not going to be talked out of it. And then if you think you can't do it, then I'll tell you what you do. You just keep pressing into that book. You just keep pressing into that book. You start talking to yourself. Most of the world thinks you're crazy anyways. You may as well talk to yourself, right? And say, I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Yeah. Yep, I'm prosperous. Well, you know what, Connie? You ain't got a penny. Don't matter. I'm still prosperous. I'm blessed. I'm rich. It's what the Word says I am. You know, little kids, I see Nina and Mitch's little kids running around. You know, if you dress them up into something, and you could say to them, what are you? What are you? I'm a police officer. You know, if they're dressed like a police officer, you can't convince them they ain't. I'm a police officer. I'll arrest you. They're convinced. Them little kids, they're like, yeah. Yeah, that's who I am. That's who I am. Well, that's who you are. You're a blood-bought child of Almighty God. You're righteous. Start acting like a little kid. Start receiving what the Lord has for you.
Hello, I'm Debbie. You know, with the Lord, because he's been having to deal with it in my own life, in my own heart, is lost dreams. Sometimes life just beats you down, and circumstances happen that you lose sight of the dreams that God's given you. Sometimes it's people who are, you can't do that. But God gave you a dream. It's within your heart, and that dream is never lost. It's never gone. You know, no matter what the circumstances are. Sometimes he uses grief. I've lost a lot of family members. And sometimes you just begin to lose sight. And then, you know, the enemy likes to come in, oh, you're too old for that now. Oh, you can't do that now. Or maybe there's other people who are recognized who have a similar gifting before yours. And it's like, you know what? It doesn't matter. God, you've called me to do this thing. That's my dream. That's my dream. And I need to grab a hold of it again. So if there's a dream in your life, whether it's a dream of ministry, it's a job, if God's laid something in your heart, that's yours. And you need to pick it back up. And every time I come, I always have a song. And the Lord gave it to me last night to my remembrance. So if you remember or you know this song, sing it with me. It's whom the, let's see, it's like I get the right key. Whom the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am. Whom the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. So when the enemy tries to come, beat you down, say you have no place. You say, you liar. It says, in my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the risen King. And he has a plan and a purpose for my life. The word tells me he does. When he knew me in the womb, he said, I know you. I know you. I knew you when I formed you in your mother's womb. You have a purpose and a good purpose. A good purpose. And a good plan, good dreams. And it's your right as his child to reach out and to take them and to believe it because he believes in you. You never did anything to make him start loving you, so you can never do anything to make him stop. There's nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. Absolutely nothing. And there's nothing you can do that he would ever snatch away your dream and say, nope, you can't, you messed up, you can't do it. So remember, you're chosen and you're a child of God.
Amen. Amen. You know, life is good. Life is interesting. Isn't it? You know, sometimes in life, man, you get smacked in your head and you like it, don't you? Oh, I like it a lot. Sometimes in life, you get hit in the belly. Oh, you like it, don't you? Sometimes in life, you get kicked in the shin. Oh, you like it, don't you? Sometimes in life, you get smacked across the cheek multiple times, and you like it. Amen? How come I'm the only one amening? Come on, man. You know, life is interesting. You know, I spent many years knowing who I was in Christ. Because if you don't know who you're in Christ, when you get smacked in the face, you fall on your knees and cry. You get hit in the belly, you don't react right because you don't know who you are or whose you are. You know, I was so obsessed of knowing who I was in Christ, I would get up in the morning and stand and look at that guy in the mirror. And I would talk to that guy in the mirror because, see, that guy in the mirror had a lot of issues. And then I got a little bit bolder now. Me and my little sweet wife, we'd go to the JCPenney. You know, some of you older people that got blonde in your beards and blonde in your hair, you'll remember at JCPenney, they used to have the full-size mannequins. Remember? They had heads. They ain't like the ones today. They cut all the heads off the ones today. Cut their arms off, cut their feet off. Back in our day, they had it all. And I'd walk up to the mannequin. The mannequin would be standing there. And I'd say, "Sir, excuse me. I need to tell you something. I've been crucified with Christ." You know, and he'd look at me like, you know, like a lot of people do. "Yeah, yeah, okay. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live according to the faith of the Son of God, who hated me and smacked me in my eye." Amen? Ain't that what your Bible say? Oh, it don't? I got a wrong translation? Oh. And you know that mannequin, boy, they'd be smiling. They'd be like, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah." And I'd go to the next one. My little sweet wife, she'd run as fast as she could. You know, because some folks you tell that to, they say, "You ain't right." No, I ain't right. I know that. And I'm comfortable with that. You know, Luke chapter 4. Let me read this here for a minute. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The 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 Spirit of the Lord is present. The Spirit of the Lord is present. Because he has anointed me to preach the what?
Good news.
The good news. To the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. And recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Hey, would it be okay if I didn't use this? Am I somewhere where am I supposed to be? Huh? Oh, okay. Okay. Let's go back to a piece here. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." You know, one translation says to send away those that are broken by life. You know, sometimes that's why I ask the questions. If you like it when this happens and this happens and this happens. We don't like it. And sometimes those have bad effects on us, on our walk with Christ. Sometimes we don't recover very well from some of those incidents. You know, some of you, it may have been somebody's going to church all day long, got their hands raised up, singing some hallelujahs and shouting and running, and then yet they was the one that wasn't right. And then you get bruised by that. But then you take that same bruising and you reflect it upon him. And then you get bruised. And you get bruised. And when you get bruised, you don't get up. When life starts pushing on you and life starts hitting you and life starts being mean to you, then our heart gets broken. And when our heart gets broken, man, oh man. You know, some of you may have had a man that didn't do you right. Had that man that ran that head. You know, it's not his fault he's stupid. Stupid is as stupid is. I was that guy. Man, I treated my wife bad, man. With my mouth. You know, it causes some things. It causes some things to happen. And then we, here we come in life, man. We're coming hard, man. I want to serve him. I want to serve him. I want to serve him. And then it seems like all of a sudden things start stopping that traction. It's like every one of you, when you walked in here today, you walked in nice and loose and free. But if I take and strap 500 pounds on your back, you ain't walking so loose and free. Some of you that way today. Life is piled on you. Life is absolutely piled on you. It's piled on you. it's piled on you. And the weight of that stuff is keeping you from doing what you need and going where you need to go. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is here today to heal a broken heart, to set captives free. I love Jesus. You know, he's more to me than anything. He's more to me than a career. He's more to me than my wife. He's more to me than my kids. He's everything to me. I don't let anything get in the way of my relationship with him. I don't let work, I don't let busyness, I don't let anything get in the way. I've been that way my whole Christian life. I don't know any different. But I'm going to tell you, today there's freedom. Today there's freedom. Today there's freedom. Today. So I don't know where you're at. I don't know how you want to do this, but I just know what's in my heart. If that's you that's just been that person with that broken heart, that person that's been held captive, if that's you today, we as a team would like to pray for you. I don't know if you're tired of it. But, you know, some people, man, I don't know what it takes to get tired of it. I know what it was for me. For me, I just got tired of it. I've been born again since 1989. I mean, it's a couple days. Let me read that again. The Spirit of the Lord is present because he has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent us to send away those that are broken by life. Are you broken by life? Are you broken by ministry? To preach deliverance to the captives. Are you captive? Are you captive? Are you captive in an addiction? Are you captive in a relationship? Are you captive by you? And recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. You know, people that are bruised are reluctant. You know, if my ribs was bruised and Calvin wanted to grab me by my side, I'd be reluctant. I'd push him away because I'm bruised. We get that way too when we get bruised. I believe that the emando se para na maha e si quebro a lele minyana mazukure de. You know, no kuren about that. And you know, there's some things that man, that just been on you and on you and on you and on you and on you, and you can't get them off. You know what I mean by when I say that on you? Maybe you don't know what I mean. There's been things that have been attached to you that have slowed down your progression with him. Maybe that was better English. That was probably better English. You know, when things get on you and keep your progression towards him. Because I'll be really honest with you, man. There isn't a single person in this room that doesn't want more of him. There isn't a single person in here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You would have stayed home and slept. You wouldn't have came here. This would have been the last place you would have came. So you want more of him. Well, the good news is he wants more of you. He wants more of you because he wants to give you more of him. So today, man, don't sit there and not get what you came to get. Or maybe, praise the Lord. Man, don't sit there today because we're going to make a call. Because God specifically wants to set you free today. He wants to set your marriage free today. He wants to set you free today, specifically. So don't sit there and not receive what he wants for you. Again, it goes back to that gift piece. Because I could tell you that when you walk out that door, you will not be the same person that entered. Amen. So I'm going to ask you a question. Everything that we talked about, everything every person here got up and said, if that rang and it kind of stirred you on the inside, if you do me a favor, stand up. Either way, or I'm going to sing and dance for the next 45 minutes. And man, I could sing and dance. Well, it sounded good when I said it. That was faith talking. So this is the next thing we'd like to do. They're going to get up and hit some songs. I always have a song too, but they always throw rocks at me. I don't know what that's about. They let her sing, but boy, when it's time for me to sing, they throw rocks at me. Praise the Lord. So if that's you, and as they get up there and begin to pray, just if you do me a favor, just come up here. But I don't want you to just come up here for somebody to lay a hand on your head, please. No. I want you to come up here and that fire of God, man. I want you to desire that fire of God to come upon you and drive away that pain. Was that me? That was probably me. That was my belly growling. Hallelujah. So when you come up here today, I expect you to come up here grabbing all he's got for you, walking away in the freedom that you want. Oh. Does this one make me sound better?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It does make me sound better. I could sing now. Hallelujah. So as they go ahead and play, hey, could we play that? You know what song I like. What a beautiful name it is. Oh, I love that song.
I got you.
You guys sing that just for me. As they begin to sing that song, do me a favor and come up here. And we'll pray for you. And our Jesus, who loves you, will begin to work in you. Yeah, he's good, ain't he? Hallelujah.
The team that's going to be praying for people, go ahead and get up here against the platform. And everybody that wants prayer, please just come up now and come stand in front of someone. They're all anointed to pray, but you may be drawn to some certain person. That you just like that person to pray for you. So just move towards them in Jesus' name. And go ahead and move up close to them, and that way we'll have plenty of room back here for everybody.